This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Displaced Palestinians are fleeing Rafah, fearing an Israeli ground offensive is imminent, and Deir al-Balah in the central Gaza Strip is now heaving with people. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Amani al-Fayoumi is among those who can't find anywhere to set up camp.
We have been sleeping in the cold for 4 days, and there is no place to set up our tent. Where will all the displaced people go?
Israeli tanks seized the Gaza side of the Rafah border crossing with Egypt on Tuesday and forcing at least 80,000 people to flee the southern city this week, according to the United Nations. Residents fear Israeli strikes on Rafah are a sign an invasion is imminent. The city is a refuge for hundreds of thousands of Palestinians who fled combat further north. Israel says it must hit Rafah to defeat thousands of Hamas fighters it says are holed up there. The United Nations, Gaza residents and aid groups say an Israeli invasion of the city will result in a humanitarian catastrophe.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. The White House is facing criticism after President Biden said he will not give Israel offensive weapons to use in Rafah out of concern for civilians sheltering there. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president told CNN the kinds of bombs the U.S. has given Israel have already killed civilians in Gaza. And while he is committed to helping Israel defend itself against Hamas,
he does not want certain categories of American weapons used in a particular type of operation in a particular place.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says the president is not walking away from Israel. But Bradley Bowman at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy says he essentially is.
He's walking away from Israel's ability to go and get the people that did October 7th. Are you kidding me?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at VOA News.